This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
Good evening. I am so glad to be with you tonight here at St. David's and out on Congress Avenue in just a few minutes with you too. Thank you, Chuck and Chad and all of the people at St. David's for hosting us tonight. I serve a few miles away at Good Shepherd, but I'm really glad to be here tonight in Austin's Mother Church. And on a personal level, St. David's is a mother church for me too. I was a parishioner here years ago, and some of the experiences I had here and relationships that I made here helped lead me to the priesthood and eventually back to Austin. So I am personally grateful for St. David's tonight too. I grew up in a time and a place where the message that I received was that it was not okay to be gay. Sometimes people said that out loud, but mostly I knew it through jokes and names, from side comments, from stares and discomfort. No one really had to say it out loud. It was just in the air that we breathed. Maybe you remember those times too. It wasn't all that long ago. And some of those comments, they came from people I respected. And so I told myself that it couldn't be me, that it was not going to be me. You know, let your light shine as long as it's just like everyone else's. That's what we just read, right? I received back then lots of messages of shame. Mostly, I'd say, delivered unintentionally, at least with impacts that were unintentional. And one of the things I learned was to be ashamed of myself. Let your light shine as long as it's just like everyone else's. So when I came out, years ago now, it was for me a process of unlearning that shame, of undoing those messages and building my own confidence in myself. And I remember that it felt like every one of my important relationships had a question mark after it. What would these important relationships be like on the other side of all of this? And I am so very grateful to the people who extended to me unconditional love. Some unexpected, some who went way out of their way to show me love in my lowest moments. I can still think of those people and those moments now. I am so grateful for them. And the church, our Episcopal Church, was all throughout this story for me. In moments of love and support, and in other times, the cause of shame and exclusion. Perhaps the church is part of your story too. What I remember most now, looking back on those times, are the people that I met in church who loved me, who went beyond just what they had to do, sometimes at a cost to themselves, to act for inclusion. This journey for me has meant that I've seen our institution at its very best. And I've seen and felt and know personally the enormous impact that we can have when together we work to follow the example of Jesus of Nazareth. Now, so much of this for me is in the past, thanks be to God. And many days, it doesn't even really cross my mind. But every now and then, those old wounds still hurt. And the truth is that those old wounds are still present with me. They've shaped who I am. And I believe that that is why we are here tonight to march together. Because you and I, we know something that some of the other participants marching tonight do not. We know ourselves, you and I, we know ourselves to be part of a story that goes back as far as the beginning of time. When we march tonight, we'll be marching to the rhythm from the center of creation. The story that says that every wound can be redeemed. That's how my friend and author Lisa Cressman puts it. The places we've been hurt, those very same places are fuel now for love and connection. The ways that you and I have been excluded, they are the power now for us to include. You and I, we march tonight because we heard the call of a Jewish man in Palestine. On the outside of the social circles, excluded by the authorities in his own faith, a preacher who went around telling everyone, "Let your light shine." A teacher and preacher who proclaimed that everybody has gifts to offer, he'd say, "Let your light shine." And after he himself had been shamed and victimized, he returned to show us his wounds. To say that these wounds, they will be the way that you will know me. These places I've been hurt, they will provide for all of us the power for love and for meaning and for human connection. The ways we've been excluded, the places we've been shamed, they can provide to you and to me the vision for a remade world, a world where everyone's light can shine. All things can be redeemed, even the mixed bag of our own religious histories. Everything can contribute now to healing and meaning and purpose. That is the power of your story and mine. That is God's redemption. That's what lets us advance healing and love and justice and fairness. When we march tonight, we're marching with the promise that with God's help, everything, our biggest celebrations and our lowest moments, everything can work towards the building of the kingdom of God. And you know, you and I are going to march in a particular way tonight because we're followers of Jesus of Nazareth. We follow the man who repaid shame and exclusion with love. And you and I, we trust in that same path. Even when people disagree, we will meet them with love. The kind of love that lets us be who we are, and the kind of love that includes everybody else, too. We march tonight not to let our voices become shriller or louder, but we march to make our voices more loving and more accepting. And we march tonight not to pile shame on others, but we march tonight to break the cycle of shame. Because you and I, we march with humble pride, with hard-earned pride, with accepting and loving pride. We march with a vision that comes from so many centuries ago, hard won in its own time too, a vision of heaven descending to the earth. Now, I know that some of you grew up in times and places where you didn't experience the shame and exclusion that I am describing. Thanks be to God. And I know that some of you have had paths that are so much more difficult than mine. And some of you are allies whose woundedness tonight looks a little different. But I'm telling you my story in the hope that you'll see in my experience something of your own. And we're telling the story of Jesus tonight, of woundedness and redemption. We're telling the story of Jesus tonight not to show its uniqueness, but so that we will see in Jesus' story something of our own too. Because you and I, we believe that redemption is not locked in the past. It is open for you and me tonight. Your history and mine, it's somehow hallowed. That's how Fred Buechner puts it. It's somehow transformed into the energy for living now, transformed into the energy for remaking the world in the image of God's love. And you and I, we don't just believe this in our minds. We don't just think that this is true. You and I, we know it in our hearts. We've lived this truth in our lives. We've seen this truth in our church. And tonight, we're going to walk this truth with our steps. It is nothing less than the promise of God. So tonight, friends, let your light shine. Let your light shine with pride. Let your light shine with love. Let your light shine with the promise that rings from so many centuries ago. Let your light shine tonight, friends, with every step. I am so glad to be here with you tonight, to pray with you and to march with you. And glad to say all of this in the name of the one whose steps we follow. Amen.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.